With a flood watch in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. AAA says average gas prices fell another 2 cents this week in Tennessee, but prices are still up more than 60 cents from this time last year. It's hard to know how long the declining price will continue, but MTSU economist Dan Smith told Our Daily Show, this is Nashville, gas isn't much higher than historical averages if you compare that price to wages.
On average, since 1976, it's been about 7.5 minutes that the average non-supervisory worker has to work to buy 1 gallon of gas. It is currently about 8.5 minutes. So it is up compared to historical trends. But I think the pain point is that a lot of people bought bigger cars than they needed. And they also bought homes that were further from where they worked, meaning longer commutes, on the premise that gas prices would be low, that we had a low period. And I think they're locked into these decisions. Now they may be rethinking those right now.
You can hear that full episode at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. A judge says the Putnam County Sheriff can withhold the identity of ICE detainees in the jail there. Earlier this year, the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition sued to find out who's being held there on federal immigration charges. The suit was part of an effort also seeking to learn more about the jail's detention practices. The Cookeville judge is siding with the sheriff's office. He points to a federal emergency regulation from 2002. It says those records are accessible under the federal open records law, but not the state law. The plaintiffs were using the state version. The judge also points to other states that have made similar rulings. But the Tennessee Coalition for Open Government reports other sheriff's offices in the state and elsewhere have released ICE detainees' identities, with some posting them online with the names of other people in the jail. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org. You can also find us on the NPR app under Local Headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.